The Mishnah in Rishana Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom is discussing the Seder of the Psukim that we say during Malchus Yochanan and Shreifus, and the Mishnah says that you're Maskel B'Tayre Umashlem B'Navi. You start off with the Psukim of Tayre and you end off with Navi, which the Rishonim explained that the first Psukim of the Seder are Tayre, because that's always the beginning, but then the Seder is Ksuvim and then Naviim. You end off with Naviim. And the question is, why do we, after we start with Tayre, why do we go first Ksuvim and then Naviim? L'char Naviim should come before Ksuvim. L'char Naviim are more Kaddish, more Chashiv. So the Ran explains that this is because of the din of Malam B'Kedush Ben Maridin. Then Enechinami, the Kedusha of Ksuvim is less than the Kedusha of Neviim, but we bedafka want to go in the order from less to more. So we, after we start with Tyre, then we go from Ksuvim, which is lower Madrega of Kedusha, and we go into Neviim, which is a higher Madrega. And that's because of the din of Malam B'Kedush Ben Maridin. Now, why is it that Ksuvim is less than Neviim? Pasha says because Ksuvim was said by Ruach HaKadosh, like the Rishonim say, Neviim is B'Nevuah, and Nevuah is a higher level than Ruach HaKadosh, and that's why the Kedusha of Neviim is greater than the Kedusha of Ksuvim. That's how the Ran explains the Mishnah over here. Now the Magen Avraham in Arachaim, Kufnun Gimel, Se'if Beis, asks a steer in the Ran. He says that the Ran in Megillah, and Davzainim Beis from the Dapi Arif, he's going on the fourth parak of Megillah. The Ran is talking about putting one type of sefer on top of another sefer, when you're allowed to do it and when you can't. And the Ran says that you're allowed to put Neviim on top of Ksuvim and Ksuvim on top of Neviim because the Kedusha, both of them are equal. There's no chilk in their Kedusha, and you can put one on top of the other. One is not more Kaddish than the other. So, frek the Magen Avraham, that's a steer to what the Ran says over here. Over here, the Ran is saying that first you say Ksuvim, then Neviim, because Ksuvim is on a lower level of Kedusha than Neviim, which is a higher level. So in Cain, then why could you put Ksuvim on top of Neviim? L'char Neviim is more Kaddish, you should have to be Makbid to put the Neviim on top of the Ksuvim, and not vice versa. So L'char, I'd say, steer in the Ran, is Neviim more Kaddish than Ksuvim or not? And I was thinking of a Mahalach to answer this, and I found that Rav Futner says a very similar thing in the Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos Maimer Beis, and the Chassam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch in his Haggai, so over there on the Magen Avraham, also says a similar idea, that maybe the Pshat could be like this. There's really two different inyanim going on over here when we talk about the Kedusha of Neviim and the Kedusha of Ksuvim. And there's talking two different dinim. There's one din when we're talking about the content of the Sefer, the content of the Nevuah, whatever it is that they're saying. When it comes to the Teichen of the Svarim, then the Ran feels that the Kedusha of Neviim is greater than the Kedusha of Ksuvim, because Neviim were said Ruach HaKadosh. Nevuah, Ksuvim was Ruach HaKadosh, and Nevuah is greater than Ruach HaKadosh, and therefore the Psukim, the content of the Sefer, mitzad that, the Neviim is greater than Ksuvim. But then there's another din, another chelik of this discussion, and that's not the content of the Sefer, but that's the Sefer itself, the Kedusha of the Sefer, the Kedusha of the Sefer of Neviim, and the Kedusha of the Sefer of Ksuvim. And when you're dining on the Kedusha of a Sefer, the Kedusha of the Sefer comes because it's Torah, because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shabbat. You're using it to learn the Torah that's in it. And mitzad the Kedusha of the Sefer, machmas the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, maybe the Ran held that there's no chilek between Neviim and Ksuvim. It doesn't make a difference. It's true that one was Menevuah, one is Baruch HaKadosh, but when you're learning it midin Talmud Torah, that doesn't make any difference at all. Mitzad, mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, all Torah is the same, whether you're learning Gemara, Torah Shebaal Peh, or Chumash, which is Torah Shebichsav, or Neviim, or Ksuvim. At the end of the day, mitzad, the mitzvahs, Limud, there's no chilek because it's all Torah. So when you're dining on the Kedusha, the Sefer, Machmas, the mitzvah of Limud, there is no chilek between Neviim and Ksuvim. When you're dining on the content, the Psukim, Kishal Atzmam, then yes, there is a mile of Neviim over Ksuvim because one was Menevuah and one is Baruch HaKadosh. And therefore, the Ran in Megillah, which is discussing the Din Sefer of the Neviim Ksuvim, the Machmas, the Mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, when it comes to that, they're equal. There's no Chilek. You can put Neviim on top of Ksuvim and Ksuvim on top of Neviim. They're all the same. When it comes to the Din of the Ran over here in Rosh Hashanah, the Ran is discussing the Seder, the Psukim. When you're saying Psukim of Malchus, Zechonish, and Shaifus, and you want to quote from Neviim, quote from Ksuvim, so which Psukim have a greater chashivas, then Avada, Neviim have a greater chashivas because it's been Nevuah, and Ksuvim is only Baruch HaKadosh, and therefore in the Seder HaDvarim, your Milam HaKadosh, when we're reading, you go from Ksuvim to Neviim, because there is a chashivas in Neviim over Ksuvim. But Machmas, the Din Sefer, that's a different Din, and it's all the same, because Machmas, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, there's talking no chilik between Neviim and Ksuvim, doesn't make a difference how they were said, the Torah Shabbat is going to be equal by both of them.